This is the HomeKit Life, where we talk about all things Apple HomeKit news.
We're a father-son team who loves everything Apple.
Enjoy the show. Welcome to HomeKit Life. I'm Josh.
I'm Braden.
This week we're going to talk about Acara, Arlo, Secret Lab, and I lost the last story.
It's Onvis.
Onvis. Oh, goodness. I must have clicked something by accident. So sorry we weren't there last week because we had a bit of a COVID situation and had to isolate. But we are back this week and have a lot of great stories lined up.
Mm-hmm.
Let's dive into the show. And this is take two. Our camera stopped recording for some reason earlier. Okay. Acara has released the P1 motion sensor internationally. This is the one that has Zigbee 3 in it now. So the old one had Zigbee 1.2. This one also has two CR2450 batteries, the coin size batteries, and gets you up to 5 years of battery life, which is kind of cool. And it has custom timeouts, which I think is pretty awesome. I wish more of the motion sensors like offered you the ability to set the custom timeout, because I would prefer to wait like, you know, 5 or 10 minutes versus a lot of these will wait like 1 to 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so like if you have a light turn on and someone walks in, the light turns on, and then like 4 minutes later they're walking back out, they have to walk within the zone and then like it'll detect them and kick the light back on. I'd rather the light just stay on for some preset amount of time. I tend to use a lot of Siri shortcuts to like achieve that kind of effect. So the fact that you can custom set that is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
It does have a like a Lux sensor in it, but it's not exposed to HomeKit, which kind of is meh. I wish more things would just like expose the Lux sensor, but this is not one of those. It is currently out of stock on Amazon US, so if you are looking to get it in the US, you'll just have to keep checking back, but it should be available, I would think, at some point soon.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty, so Arlo, they have their Essentials indoor camera, and they have added HomeKit integrations to that. So with that, you can check HD live streams on your iPhone and iPad. You can use the motion sensors that get exposed to HomeKit to set up automations and stuff. Yeah, that's about it. But the camera itself has an automated privacy shield. It also has 130 degree FOV, motion and audio detection, and it is a 1080p camera.
Yeah, it's probably worth noting though that this is just like HomeKit live stream integration. This is not secure video integration, so it's not going to record any clips or anything for you.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like maybe they've like added an update to the hub or the base station, not to the camera itself. So you will still have to go through that smart hub in order for it to work for live streaming, like upgrade the firmware there.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of interesting. It's a $100 camera. I personally, I'd probably lean into like Acara or Eufy at that point, but given you don't need a hub.
Or a subscription.
Or it is a hub. Yeah, like in Acara's case, it's a hub.
Mm.
But yeah, subscription too. I don't know. It's kind of interesting. I wonder if you'd have to have the subscription. That wasn't clear.
Yeah.
In order to like have the hub work, which I mean, admittedly, after the last episode we put out, that seems risky. You know, like if I have to have a subscription, does that mean like now I'm dependent on Arlo being around and their servers functioning, and they could go the way of Insteon? Like, mm-hmm. Who knows? That's not awesome. Secret Lab. This is not one that, I would have expected or thought of. But they're making a new gaming desk. It's a very sleek black gaming desk. I can't tell. Is it all metal?
Yeah, it's all metal.
Okay. That's kind of interesting. But the back of it has like a flip up channel, and there's like cord hiding channel in it. But the cool thing is like, because it's all metal, they worked with Nanoleaf and they've created this new individually addressable 123 LED light strip that is a meter and a half. So it's a little bit shorter than a normal one, but it's basically goes the span of the desk. And you put it down in the channel, and so you get kind of like glow coming out of this like cord hider channel. So it looks like an inset LED or something kind of glowing up out of the desk, which is pretty cool. I like the look of it overall. I think it's, I mean, honestly, like I would even love to have the desk in mm-hmm. our gaming area, but you can, if you want to individually buy it, you can get the LED light strip on its own. It's 79 euros. I think it's 79 bucks here in the US too. And it works with HomeKit. It has Thread. So it's like, obviously you won't be able to individually control the LEDs through HomeKit, but I'm assuming through, you know, the Nano Leaf app or something, you'll get the ability to, you know, run some kind of like preset color scheme on it. And then mm-hmm. If you haven't done it already, you can like push those as HomeKit scenes. So I'm assuming like that's all going to work pretty similar to how the other Nano Leaf products work. But it looks pretty awesome. Like it's a squared off, like magnet backed LED strip. I think this could be useful in certain situations and settings. And I mean, honestly, like 79 bucks is a little high, but not too high given you're getting, you know, the individual addressings. So,
yeah. I find the magnetic backing very interesting because I don't think I've seen any HomeKit LED strips do that before.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that opens up a variety of temporary mounting options. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not necessarily like a permanent solution for you.
Yeah. Well, you could go, I mean, you could even go like put some sticky back magnets on something and then drop it there. And then you could always pull it away later and put it somewhere else. So it's mm-hmm. like, seems like it's very easy to move around and control. Honestly, I could see this being interesting, like putting some like semi-permanent magnets on the bottom of a couch or something mm-hmm. where there's fabric and it won't stick as well. You don't have to worry about like some kind of holder, like holding it in place. Instead, you can just like somehow like hard mount the magnets and then just magnetize that thing up underneath. So
mm-hmm.
it seems good to me. Like I'm very excited. I think we might get one of these and play around with it and do a review.
Yep. All right. Also, that was Thread enabled.
Oh yeah, totally forgot that.
And speaking of Thread enabled things, Onvis has actually added some Thread devices to their lineup. I feel like they're prominently known for being in the Wi-Fi and Bluetooth market, but they have expanded with Thread. So the first little Thread enabled device they have is a contact sensor. Which will give you 2 years of battery life on a single CR2450 coin cell. Yeah, there's not much else there with that one. And the second product they have is a little five button. Yeah, five button button. Each of those buttons get exposed to HomeKit. With a single, double, or long press. Mm. So that will give you a minimum of 15 programmable actions.
Look at that quick math.
Yeah. And it also comes with a plinth, so you can move this thing around. Mm.
It's a magnetic holder.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. You can magnetize it to your LED strip.
Yes.
Pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I haven't been impressed so far with Onvis Wi-Fi, so I'm kind of interested to see Thread coming about. And definitely, like, their older contact sensor, the CT2, was Bluetooth. So I think having Thread gives you, like, that longer reach, tapping into a nice mesh network. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. CT3, I don't know. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Feel like we could maybe get some of these buttons and just randomly scatter them around the house and not label what any of the buttons do and just make them do random things. And so, like, if you're just feeling plucky, I don't know if that's the right word, but you just hit a random button and see what happens. But with enough of these around the house, you'd probably forget which one does what thing. So you could never really remember them all.
Mm-hmm.
15 combinations. That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is all we had this week. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. If you haven't already, be sure to give us a thumbs up on YouTube and hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. And then if you're listening somewhere, whatever platform like Apple Podcasts, we very much would appreciate a 5-star review or a thumbs up or, you know, anything that you can do on the platform you do listen to kind of let that platform know that they should recommend us. That would be tremendously helpful.
Yes.
And we will see you next week.